It is 9:08. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dale Desmond. This is Southern U Talk. We want to hear your thoughts. You can text in 435-261-4540. That's the new text line. Or you can call us up 673-5890 in studio. Our Friday guest, Melody Finlinson. How are you, Mel? Are you doing good?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm good. How was your New Year's?
It was uneventful, which I loved. It was great. We went to the movie, the new Avatar movie.
Okay.
And it was pretty, it was better than the last one. Like, I'm not a huge Avatar fan.
Neither am I, yeah.
But it was different, and I liked it. It was cute.
Yeah, I feel like each one has had, like, a different theme. Like, it was, like, water, and then sky, and then fire.
Fire is the theme. The fire lady in there was a little scary, I must admit. I was like, I would not. She's a little scary to me.
All right. Yeah, a little intense. I like that. I have not seen it. My girlfriend really wants to see it. I'm gonna go see her in a couple weeks, and I think we might go check it out depending on timing. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, I fell asleep. So when the first one came out, it was such a huge deal, remember? Uh-huh. And it was the biggest movie since Titanic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Forever and ever. I lost my pen. It's here somewhere.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, there it is. It was the first. It was like the big movie. And I was doing morning radio in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And I remember we went and visited some family in Ogden, and I fell asleep because I'd been up since 4 a.m. And then we went and saw it at like 7 or 8 o'clock, and I fell asleep for like the first probably 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So did you know what was going on?
No, I don't. I'm not big into fantasy type sci-fi. Yeah. So Avatar was just kind of a meh for me.
Kind of out there.
Yeah.
I did see the song Sung Blue on Christmas.
Yes.
Did you see that? Hugh Jackman.
Played Neil Diamond.
So that's what you think. Like, I didn't look at any of the previews for it.
Right.
So I'm not going to spoil the movie if anybody wants to watch it. It was a great movie. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But he's a Neil Diamond impersonator. And it's his story. So when I went to go see it, I thought it was that it was about the Neil Diamond, but it was the Neil Diamond impersonator's family experience.
Interesting.
And it was very, I did cry like two or three times. I was
okay.
A big girl baby, though, but
yeah,
I loved it.
That's all right. Yeah. That's how you know they got you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be like the one about Bob Dylan,
yes.
A relative on loan or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what it would be about. So good to know. I DJ weddings and events, and I play Sweet Caroline almost every wedding. You have to.
And they pop up. Bop, bop.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that was what I did on my New Year's Eve, was I was DJing an event at Sun River, and it was awesome. We were in the ballroom. I set up in the ballroom, and let me tell you.
It's a fancy ballroom, too.
It is very nice. Yeah, the old hardwood, and mm-hmm. It was very cool. The chandeliers are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd get some people trickling in. The place was packed. I thought a bunch of people would go home because we did an East Coast champagne toast at 10 for the early to bed peeps at Sun River, and then we also did one at midnight.
Fun.
So we did, you're right, and I was surprised how many people stayed the entire time.
Right, and they were dancing, they were up.
I'm saying.
There weren't walkers out there, there were people? Like,
no, hopping? There was some people, you know, there was definitely some wallflowers.
Okay.
But there was a good group, as long as I kept the music right. They were dancing.
Yeah, it had to be their era,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it happens at every event I do. You get somebody that comes up and requests a song that is an absolute no-no, meaning it's going to be an absolute dance floor killer.
Oh.
It's going to kill the dance floor if I play this song, and I know it. But to them, it's like, oh, it's my favorite song. Driving in your car, it's great. It's not a dance song. And especially to this crowd, they wanted to hear Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yes, that's a great song.
Which is a great song, yes. Just not at Sun River. And I played about 30 seconds of it, and the entire dance floor cleared immediately. And I immediately stopped, and I went to, I'm not lying, Mel. I went right from Beastie Boys to Chubby Checker. Twist and Shout, or yes. Twist Again. And everybody came right back out. It was,
gosh.
night and day. But it was cool. And we stayed till midnight. Everybody, we partied late. It was great. I played Cool in the Gang, Celebration Time after the new year, and it was a lot of fun. It was a big time party. It was a lot of fun. So I told everybody I'd give them a shout out there from Sun River.
Fantastic.
I did not get up, though, on New Year's Day.
What time did you get up?
Noon. I stayed mid till noon. I wasn't asleep the whole time, but I was like, I got nowhere to go. Yeah. I got nowhere to be. I did find out that something went haywire here at the radio station. I got a nasty Graham email.
Oh, those are
so
the worst.
I apologize for whatever happened yesterday at 8:30. If you're listening still, I hope you are. I apologize for whatever happened yesterday at 8:30. It was totally my bad. Mm-hmm. So we will make sure that doesn't happen again. But yesterday, the big news, Jeffrey R. Holland laid to rest here in St. George. A lot of people, they did. I thought they were just going to go down Tabernacle, but they went by the temple as well, St. George
nice.
Temple, and then by Tabernacle, which is kind of cool. So people were lined up in the rain, some very, very cool images.
So it was yesterday. Then.
It was yesterday. They did the
on the holiday. I didn't expect them to do that. I thought it was going to be today.
You would think, right. So the funeral was on Wednesday, and then the graveside dedication and all that, and the procession was yesterday. So it was really cool. Saw some of the, and I plan on going to it, but then I got, it was like, dang, I'm late. And then the prayer of the city, I didn't go to that either. I had all these plans yesterday, right. Mal. I had all these plans to be a part of these civic things and be a part of our community. And
But you partied too late at Sun
River.
Partied
too hard in Sun River. I mean, who hasn't, though?
Yeah.
Who hasn't partied late at at Sun River? So it was just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
A baby born in Washington County, I think, they're thinking is the first in the state, born at 12:09 here in St. George.
Really? That's amazing. Yeah. How
so
fun.
Of all the ladies having babies in this state, the first one came at 12:09 on New Year's Day.
Wow.
6 pounds, 1 ounce, 20 inches long, little. Her name is Valley.
Valley?
Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't heard that.
Well, she's small. Now they're going to call her Little Valley, and I think that's perfect for this town. Mom Kennedy, spelled with an I, said delivery went well.
That's great.
So, do you ever have any? You have kids? How many kids? You have kids spread out over
decades.
Do you have any on holidays?
I have one that's born 4 days after Christmas.
Okay, so just had a birthday,
and that's a doozy. It's super fun.
I think, and everybody's always like, "Oh, having birthdays on holidays stinks." I have a cousin who's within a few months. 6 months of me, 4 months of me. His birthday's on Christmas.
Oh, no.
And he got double presents because I think they were trying to overcompensate for the idea of... So if anybody listening has had a birthday on a holiday, is it good or bad?
I think it's the worst. I have a December birthday, and I never get like a big... Like, I did a big party this year because it's my big 5-0.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, okay.
So I did a big party this year, but usually you get your birthday gifts are wrapped in Christmas paper, or you get like
Christmas
candles.
Bags,
you like
right.
You get a Christmas candle.
Yep.
Like there's nothing that's like differentiating your day from the holiday.
It gets melded in.
It does. It's like, oh, here's your birthday Christmas.
Your birthday miss.
Birthday miss. I
it's
love it.
Earlier in the month, I'm
12th,
guessing.
12th or 13th.
Okay.
It's 12
okay.
days before Christmas.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, but 4 days after is hard too because you're like, oh, should we hold this back and have that be for Christmas or should that be for birthday? What should we do? It's just, and then the birthday parties are hard too because everyone's out of school. How do you get a hold of them?
Yeah, my birthday was always on spring break. My birthday is April 8th. It's always on spring break.
That's a fun time.
When I grew up, except that I didn't ever get to / have to bring cupcakes to school.
Oh,
because my birthday, was always during spring break. It's the first full week of April.
Right.
And so that's always where I grew up. I grew up in Western New York and then moved out west when I was 13 and spent, you know, my whole rest of my life out west.
Mm-hmm.
But back east, it was always spring break was the second full week of April.
Mm.
And I I never got to bring cupcakes.
You didn't get to be the line leader. Nothing. None of those special things. No stars. No nothing. No birthday crowns.
The line leader. Wow. I forgot about those. Yeah. Growing up in the 80s was a good time, guys.
So fun. And you'd get in trouble in the hall and you had to hold up the wall.
Oh, no. I did that a ton.
Oh, yeah.
No, I did plenty of wall holding. I was out of class. I know it's maybe hard for you to believe, Mel, but I was kind of a big mouth back.
Really?
Yeah,
no.
I know it's tough to believe.
So challenging.
Of the fine specimen you of discipline you see before you today. I was kind of a pain in the butt in school.
Imagine.
Bad grades. In fact, throughout the years as I in radio, you get to go do the career day at school. Sometimes my kids' schools or, you know, whatever.
Sure.
And you go in and you talk about what it's like being in radio, and you go after the accountant guy, which is great because they're boring. but you go in and you talk to these schools about what it's like in the career day, and every once in a while you get that kid in the back that's like, "Your mom,"
Mom.
You know, just these guys always getting drug out, you know, getting in trouble, you know, who can't shut up, can't sit still. I'm like, no. I need that kid up front.
Yes,
he's going to be the morning show guy. He's going to be the morning show radio guy. Everybody else, you can go, Baker class or the construction class. That kid that can't shut up and sit down, that's the morning radio guy. I need him here.
True.
Get over here. That's who I need. And it happens literally every time. So I would think it would be worse having a leap day birthday.
Oh.
Right?
Well, then you could lie about your age legally.
That's true.
I don't know. That might be kind of okay.
It'd just be weird that if you're married, then you're like, oh, my wife is 7 years old, 4 years old, whatever. Wait a second. You got to explain it.
There's some areas in Utah where that's okay.
Oh, come on. Is that too soon? It may be too soon.
Sorry, too early.
It might be too soon. But yeah, this is cool. I think we have the first baby of the year in the state of Utah.
That's awesome. Even right here. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Measles cases continuing to rise in Utah. Interesting. There's 156 confirmed cases. Of those, 114 are in the Southwest District.
Really? Is that our area then?
Yeah. That surprises me. I would think that a higher concentration would be in the higher concentration of population up
that
north.
That makes sense.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised that, and I haven't looked at the map, and we talked to Dave Heaton every Wednesday, and we talked about measles. I just didn't know that the highest concentration was in Southwestern District.
I'd like to know the ages of the people that have the measles, because then you could kind of see when their parents stopped doing the vaccinations or if they just didn't have them at all. I know there's a lot more vaccinations required for babies than like when our kids were little or when we were babies.
Yep.
So it is kind of alarming. And then when you see all the things on Instagram and you see all the things on social media that this is bad, there's a lot of scare tactics that go into that too. So I just try and listen to my doctor and my sister.
Not Facebook. Don't listen to Facebook, people.
No. Sometimes I do, and then I get corrected.
I'm telling you.
I know. I do.
You can't help it.
But I do think COVID had a lot to do with people's fears because we feel like we got lied to. Some people feel like they got lied to about that.
Yeah. The good news is that the measles, mumps, rubella is what I was trying to say. The MMR, measles, mumps, rubella.
That's correct,
right. And that the vaccine's been around for decades.
Forever.
For 50 plus years, and it's doing just fine.
Right, it eradicated it.
Exactly. And so now you get into people that are like, well, I don't trust the COVID vaccine, therefore I'm not trusting, you know, vaccines that have been around for decades.
Okay, what about the flu shot?
Use your brains, people.
Do you get the flu shot?
I don't. I've never gotten the flu shot. And I know it was completely circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bunch of years ago, I was doing morning radio in Moses Lake, Washington.
I know where that is.
Yeah. I grew up near there. And my co-host got the flu shot on the air, and I said, I'm good. I was 20, like 24.
Mm-hmm. You're invincible.
I don't need it. I'm good. He got incredibly sick the next day, was out for a full week, and I don't even think it was the flu. I think he got strep throat, which is common in our industry when you're, you know, using your voice and your all the different voice box and all of that stuff a lot. It gets exposed to but he got ridiculously sick, and I kept pointing out I didn't get the flu shot this week, and the health department was not happy with me at all.
You said that on the air?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Taboo.
I was being a you know, kind of a loud, I know, I'm loud telling mouth. You, I was a loud mouth back in the day. I'm not anymore. Thank goodness I left that behind at some point. But yeah, I've never gotten the flu shot.
Yeah, I didn't ever used to get it, but then my sister, she's a nurse. She's been a nurse for 37 years. Yeah. Now she's like the vice president of a hospital in California and a regional vice president of 29 hospitals.
Holy cow.
And she's like, you need to get your flu shot. I'm like, every time I get it, I get sick. And she's like, no, it's building up immunities for every different strand, and you need to get it. So I have been getting it. I haven't gotten sick recently. I need to get the next one, but I was going to go away for my birthday to Vegas, and so I was like, I'm not getting it because what if I get sick? So I will get it, but I didn't want to. I do have that correlation in my mind. I know it's probably fabricated, but that in my head, that's true.
That's fantastic. That's funny. I've never got it. I'm sure as I get older, I probably should. And knowing my, you know, karma, it'll be like, well, you're supposed to have gotten caught up with this and kept your body knowing these strains as they evolve over time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm sure there's people that will call up and say, you're an idiot. You should be getting your flu shot. And people will call up and say, you're an idiot for getting your flu shot.
I know. We're both idiots either way.
It's all right. We all know where we're at with that. So, measles. Of the 156 in the state, 114 in the Southwest District. So we'll visit with Dave Heaton on next Wednesday and kind of go over that and see what they're saying is actually is if you think you're getting it. Now it's kind of like flu-like symptoms with a rash. Is a way to kind of differentiate. Well, I've just got a cold. I've just got a flu or whatever. It's flu, and then you get white spots in your mouth, and you break out in kind of some hives. They say don't go to the doctor. Call your doctor. Stay home because it's so contagious. It can spread to your doctor's office really easy.
And oh, my.
And here was the point that I was going to make that you kind of started on down that road a minute ago. 90% of those infected don't have the vaccine or were not vaccinated for MMR. So...
Keep that's back mind. To the measles. Got you.
Right. So if you're getting right, if you think you have the measles, don't rush out to your doctor's office or to the ER or to urgent care. Call them and say, I think I've got it. And they'll help you, you know, figure out a safe way to get some help and, you know, take care of it without infecting an entire clinic and everybody that comes through. Then they have to, I don't know.
And it's a painful disease, too, I've heard.
Yeah, it's not good. And it's just like, it's kind of like COVID where it's harder on you if you are immune deficient, you know, if you're older, if you've got, you know, different,
if you're pregnant, yeah.
Right. If you've got different immune deficient, characteristics, then it can really be a problem. So, we're going to talk to Dave Heaton on Wednesday about that and see how that's going. Mel, coming up on the backside of the break. If you could ban a couple of words, several words that you've been hearing
the
last year, what would you ban from people being able to say? Think about it.
Oh, I got
don't
it.
Don't say it.
Yeah, I've got several.
Think about it. I want everybody else to think about it as well. You can text in your words you want to see banned for 2026, 435-261-4540. We'll get to the list coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes, KDXU News Times 927. This is Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond and Mello Finlinson. All right, it is 931 here on KDXU. This is Southern U Talk with me, Dale Desmond, and our Friday in-studio guest, Melody Finlinson. Mel, how are you? You doing good?
Yeah, so great. It's going to be a great year.
We're jumping into 2026. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about banned words coming up in a couple of minutes. If you guys have heard words, you're like, I can't stand when people use that word. Not those words. I'm talking about the ones that you're right, annoying words. We're going to get to that in just a minute. We were talking about birthdays, having birthdays on holidays, my birthday was always on spring break. Yours is close to Christmas, and it would kind of bleed over. We got a text this morning that says, not everyone in has the same Christmas birthday experience. My birthday was on, they say, on December 23rd, growing up in the 50s, also in Rochester, New York, where I grew up. So I moved out west. Lower middle class neighborhood, check, we could be family. First generation Americans, my parents made the best effort to give me my own special day and have every year gift wrap, party, all the whole things. Only regret is in the summertime, maybe we got a bike instead of a sled again.
Yes, you know? Yes.
And there were that's a great thing about growing up on the East Coast like that, you know, in the Northeast. You could go sledding everywhere. There was so tons of places to sled. Mm-hmm. Here it's like, where are we going to go? We got to go find a park that has somewhere where they've mounded up the dirt where we can do this. So
that's funny.
I don't know. I will say I would rather have my birthday on spring break than on a leap day baby. Because then it just gets weird. It's like, when do we have... I would just turn it into like a birthday weekend. Birthday would be the 28th of February through like the 2nd of March is when we would do it. All right, Mel. The Lake Superior State University, their 50th annual banished words list is out. They do this every year at the end of the year, saying, okay, these words have been... we're tired of them. They're annoying. I want to get rid of them. We're going to banish these words going into the next year.
Okay. I can't wait.
Which just named, this is interesting. What would you say is the word, and it's hyphenated, you want to get rid of?
6-7.
That's it.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old, and it's every stupid time you say 6, every time you say 7, every time it's 6 o'clock, every time he does math, he like tries to trick you into saying a math number that is 6 or 7 or adds to 67. It's horrendous.
I think that's hilarious. And what I love about it is that having teenagers, do you have teenagers now?
I do.
Yeah. The best thing about being a parent of teenagers is annoying your teenagers.
It's very fun.
And it's fun to do it on purpose.
It is.
You know, teenagers annoy parents. Parents annoy teenagers. Mm-hmm. Not always on purpose. But we, as adults and as parents, have the ability to annoy your kids on purpose just to watch them.
Get so mad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found a new one to do. And
okay.
So I just meow at her, like, the words, meow, 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 meow. And she's like, you're so annoying. I'm like, meow, meow, meow.
Wow. And that works really good.
It's so effective.
I got to try that.
It's so funny. Just like.
So you do it as like as mocking them? Is that a mocking thing.
It's a mocking thing.
That's a great thing to have in any family, I think.
I think it's important to create bonds and memories.
All right. Here's your other words that have been banned for 2026, according to Lake Superior State University's annual. 6-7 is on there. Demure.
Oh, yes.
On the list.
Okay.
Cooked is on the list.
Okay.
Somebody that's done. That's so cooked.
Yeah.
Well, 6-7 is cooked. Okay.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell my son.
Massive is gone.
Okay. I didn't know they were using that very often.
That's massive. That's so massive. Incentivize. Full stop, which I think is about a year too late. Maybe 2 years should have been given full stop 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. This one gets me whenever I go to any clinic or I'm working with any kind of a receptionist and they're looking for information that you have to fill out. Mm-hmm. You fill out the form, you slide it over, and what do they say? Perfect.
What are you supposed to say?
Every receptionist at every medical clinic in the world, I think, has to say it 700 times.
Well, they could say my pleasure.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. I've got another one that I don't see on this list. I'm going to get to in a minute, but they say perfect. Every single dental hygienist, because my girlfriend's a dental hygienist.
Oh, that'd be rude. Don't say that.
Dental clinic, you finish filling out, perfect. We'll get you right up. Okay, perfect. Have a say, perfect.
I'm going to listen for that.
Gift or gifted is cooked. We want to get rid of that one. That one's banned.
Gifted, when would you use that in a sentence? Gifted. Oh, like you're smart?
Like, I guess.
Gifted?
Yeah, that kid's gifted. Perfect.
It's the same person.
Perfect. My Bad. My Bad is on the way out. It's been banned.
It's been around for a long time.
I know.
It's kind of in my vernacular.
I know.
Okay.
I know. My Bad. You got to get rid. Let's see. Reach Out. Reach Out next week and we'll chat. Let's reach out. Reach Out has been banned.
That's a good one, though. Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm feeling attacked.
The one that really gets me is, and I think it was banned several years ago, but people still use it, is Right?
You've got like a Valley Girl talk. Like
it's in my head. Any word that I use in those following tones, Right? It just makes me crazy. We got a text. Says, I'm not banning anything. Slang is lit. It's legit. It's sick. So 6'7". No cap banning words would be mid.
Oh, no.
I'd say let them cook. Language changing is actually kind of fire.
That's awesome.
Full send on that. Right? So those are your banned words for 2026. I can't handle it.
Mm-mm.
Let's move on. By the way, lines are open. If you guys have anything you want to discuss, things on topic, off topic, whatever, it is Friday. That's the thing is so weird. And I read this earlier, Mel, that the average American confuses, and I imagine it's Canadians too, or anywhere in the world that has Christmas and holiday and New Year's, the average American confuses what day it is on average of 4.7 times. Literally has to go and check the day between Christmas and New Year's.
That happened to me already like two or three times.
It has to. Mm-hmm. You can't not, especially this year when you've got Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's all on Thursday. Now, normally I love Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. You have a favorite holiday?
I'd say Christmas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because you're guaranteed a 4-day weekend.
Oh, that's valid.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Every year. This year, we've got 2 4-day weekends because everybody is either mentally or wishes they were mentally checked out with a Thursday holiday, Christmas and then New Year's. So a lot of people are like, I'm not even mentally talking to anybody. I'm not checking in until January 5th.
Yes, that's my plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people are out of the office. Mm-hmm. They're out of pocket. Are we out of, is that on the list?
I think that is on the list.
Of pocket. That should be out. They reach out. I'll reach out after, and you go, I'll check back with you after the first of the year. I'll check back with you after the first of the year. And it's the 5th and the month is almost, you know, a quarter over already, just like that. So, 4.7 occasions Americans forget what day it is. I could not be convinced that yesterday was not Saturday.
I thought it was Saturday too.
Yeah. You got the day off. Yes. A lot of people have the day off on New Year's. Then you got all the college football.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in today going, all right, Sunday, cool. Then I got to go to work on Monday. It's fine. Just kidding. Don't forget to set your alarms.
Right.
So I almost forgot to set my alarm to go off today to wake me up to come and do this fabulous show. So I'm telling you guys, I'm not surprised. 4.7 occasions of that. One of the things a lot of people are doing here, Mel, this week are watching Stranger Things. My friend Nikki is, and my kids are all Stranger Things nerds.
I know. I have several kids like that.
Good or bad for you?
I don't watch television very often, honestly, so I haven't watched any of the Stranger Things episodes. I don't even know what it's about.
Yeah, it's about growing up in the 80s. It's an 80s, what do they call that? A
sitcom?
No, it's, but when an era piece? No, okay. They call it something. There's a word for
like
it.
Like a generational.
Yeah, it's set in the 80s.
I would like that.
Yeah, it's set in the 80s, but it's all about like Dungeons and Dragons and aliens and monsters and stuff like that. I don't know, maybe it's not aliens, but it's all about Dungeons and Dragons coming to life in the 80s. Now, I played a little bit of Dungeons and Dragons, but I grew up, I had 5 older brothers.
Oh.
And because I was a big mouth back then, not now.
Right, no. No.
I got my butt kicked a lot growing up. A lot. With five older brothers.
Yeah, you did.
I was just the punching bag. Mm-hmm. And I had a big mouth. So that made it even worse.
Yeah. And you're the baby, so you're protected.
100%. I was not protected.
By your parents?
Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. I think they were annoyed with me, and they would say to them, and I quote, take him outside and beat him.
No.
Absolutely. Growing up in the 80s was a tough time. It was a tough time. Take him outside and beat him, because I was such a big mouth. So my brothers were way into Dungeons and Dragons, and I, at some point I decided I hate everything my brothers are into. Oh. So they were way into Lord of the Rings. They were way into you know, The Hobbit and all that stuff. Yeah. Ugh.
I didn't like any of that stuff either. No.
I hate it all now. I hate all that stuff because they were into it.
Yeah.
And just I don't Spider-Man. They were, and luckily he's an Avenger, so I can, you know,
right, shift and
bring
over.
That in. But mm-hmm. I was not into Spider-Man or any of that. All that stuff they were into just ticked me off. But Stranger Things came out. It was, it's a big thing. In fact, it was on Netflix. Some fans reported the streaming service crashed shortly after the episode hit at 6 o'clock Eastern this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter had like a viewing party with her.
Yeah,
it was serious.
Did they dress up? What did they? No, they didn't dress up.
They just all like, hey, Stranger Things is coming out at this time. We're all going to stay here. This is what we're doing for our holiday activity today.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing.
That's it, and that was the plan. The final episode also released in movie theaters as well. So a lot of people dressed up and went. Yeah, it was. It was on Netflix. It crashed Netflix. For some people, couldn't get on because it's been a big deal. I had several friends of mine saying, "Hey, what do you know about places in town that they're going to be showing it?" Like, I know. I think Wingnuts did. I think Wingnuts did a thing where they transformed the whole place to look like. Well, you have to. I mean,
I'm gonna have to try and like at least watch a season of it and see what it's like.
Yeah, maybe you'd be way into it and you dive into it. But the Dungeons and Dragons thing was a hard pass for me. So I was like, no, I'm good. I'm gonna hard pass on that one. Yeah. So
I have a son that plays that, and I cannot get into it. He like tells us about it every week. I'm like, you guys pretended you were. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, my kids got way into it. It's been. It's got a big resurgence in the last little bit. All right, taking a quick break, and you're going to hear a lot about CES going on in Vegas. I'm interested to see what is going to be brought out. The Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas kicks off this next week. We'll talk about that on the backside of the break. 9:44, this is Southern U Talk with Dale Desmond and Mello Finlinson. It's just like getting fat. It retracts before impact. Alrighty, it is 9:47, Southern U Talk with me, Dale Desmond, Melody Finlinson in studio on a regular Friday visit, Mel.
Hello.
Okay, we got a lot of Smash Mouth going this morning in the playlist here, so we'll take it. We'll take it any old time. We were talking off air here about the CES is getting ready to start, not Church Education System. I'm talking about the Consumer Electronics Seminar, right, that kicks off in Vegas. All the new tech coming for 2026. Consumer Electronics Show is kicking off next week in Vegas. Going to be a lot on AI, Samsung, NVIDIA, LG, Lenovo, and others. Runs through January 9th. So AI is going to be the big topic at CES this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how it will continue. How will AI continue to change our lives? I know all of us use it, right? I mean, at least you should be, because it's where the world is going.
Yes. The only time it's frustrating to me is when you're like on Instagram or TikTok or social media and you can't tell whether that's a real video or not. And then somebody else to breaks it down for you and shows you why you're a fool to believe that was a real video. And then I'm like, but that was the cutest video with the dog picking up the cat and dropping it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought that was real. So I don't like it when it can fool me.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get better. So that's because I like to see the creative process of people, not just having it generated for you.
Yeah. Whenever I go to social media, whenever I see a video that's like, what just happened, I automatically assume it's AI. I don't go on there going, all right, show me some things. I got to find out what's going on in the world on Facebook. I just assume it's all AI.
All AI?
Yeah. And I go there for entertainment only. If it's going to entertain me, I don't care if it's real or not. If it's, you know, if it's real, 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 then I want to see, you know, two or three different versions of it first.
Okay, so the one that, like, kind of got to my heart that I thought was real, that really made me mad that it wasn't, it was like a room full of people, and the dog got to choose the person, the dog from the pound. And it would go up, and then the guy would, like, cry, and the dog would, like, embrace him, and it was so, and I was like, oh, that's the sweetest thing. And then I found out it was fake. And I was like, that is me.
That is right.
Those are my emotions.
That was messing with you.
Yes.
We talked about this off air a little bit. I think AI, and people some people are hesitant to it, right? I don't know what it is, so therefore I don't want to touch it. I imagine people did the same thing with the internet. You know, it's like, if I want information, I'll go to the encyclopedia. If I want information, I'll go to the Dewey Decimal System. The file, what was the little folder?
The card catalog.
Card catalog. Yes. I'm going to the card catalog, looking up in a book. I imagine, you know, old farmers were like, I'm using a shovel to dig this hole. And you come up with a steam shovel, which turned into a caterpillar, you know, and would dig a hole faster, 10 times faster than you could ever think about doing it and make it more efficient. I think if we are looking for it's just another tool, right?
Agreed.
I think if you are using it to write term papers for your school, you're not learning anything. I think we are looking at a generation of college students coming through that will sooner or later not have to have an original thought.
I do see that as well.
And so you get people like my age that have, you know, you come through and you get through part of college. Maybe I don't have a degree. In fact, I'm working on one in communication right now, which is crazy.
Congratulations. I did that as an adult too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And it's slow going. You know, I got a full-time job. I don't know if you've noticed. If I were to apply for a job today, I wouldn't get it because I don't have a master's or a bachelor's degree yet over a kid that's had ChatGPT that's 21 years old, ChatGPT writing his or her papers for the last 2 years, where I've got 30 years experience.
Right.
Now we're going to take the kid that's got the piece of paper on the wall that's had ChatGPT learning all of the things for you for the last 2 years and writing all your papers, 4 years, whatever.
So the funny thing is, so I have two daughters that I tried to get one of them to use AI to help me with something, the ChatGPT, and she's like, no, I can't do that. I will use my brain to write that. We'll do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And then another daughter who's 16, and she wanted help with her resume, and so I was going to cheat and just pull it up in ChatGPT, and boom, it would be done. She's like, no. But this is also the same daughter who did online school and had no problem cheating with ChatGPT or AI and actually got caught because they actually have really good software to catch you. And I was like, I'm so glad you got caught.
Yeah.
Good.
I think it's one thing to use it for research and say, okay, give me examples of X, Y, and Z, and then you write your own thoughts, because the last thing that the computers can't give you is your own thoughts, right? I mean, I guess it kind of can.
It kind of does.
Your own creativity. I feel like at this point, I'm still more creative than AI is. I feel like it can help give me ideas that I can make awesome.
Yes, that's
right?
True.
At this point, AI cannot do an hour talk show about things going on in Southern Utah. Now, can I go to AI and say, tell me what's going on? And it can look at different things. But a lot of times the facts are wrong.
Right. You have to double check the facts,
exactly,
because it will fill in the blanks with what it thinks it should be.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so there's plenty of times where I have to, I use it as a resource. I think if we're using AI as a resource, think of it like a tool, a shovel,
mm-hmm.
Your car. You know, if now we've got self-driving cars and who knows how that's going to progress. Hopefully, EVs and self-driving cars are a good idea. How long will it take people for...
My sister rode in one.
To really go for it? I don't know. We'll see. How did it go?
It was interesting, except for there's like a time limit when you get there, and she couldn't figure out how to open the door. And so it was going to drive away without them because she couldn't open the door. And then she like called someone and figured out it was in the app. You had to open the door from the app. And then that's how you got in.
I just feel like, what if I get in, I'm on my way home, and my phone dies? What are you going to do?
That's a good point. Maybe there's chargers. I don't know. That's a good point. I'd be a little scared.
I get in there and my phone dies and now I can't open the door with the app. I think about that like when I'm, going to the airport.
Yeah.
There's been times where I'm like, oh, my phone's going to die. I hope I got enough juice to get my... my boarding pass out.
I know, that's terrifying too.
Yeah.
I'll print it out then. I'm like, okay, scan print.
Every once in a while I'll do that. Or what if the internet's slow and I can't get into the app, so I always screenshot it or save it to my Apple Wallet.
Me too.
we're definitely becoming internet dependent,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine we'll become the same on AI, but it's also the same way, you know, people that grew up in the 1800s. Oh, this thing with four wheels, it's going to blow up in your face and you're going to die. Get a horse. I had a cowboy buddy of mine in high school that whenever somebody's car would break down, he'd say, should have got a horse. I imagine before they harnessed horses, they said, just walk from here to there.
Mm.
And then you figured out how to harness a horse and you get to have the horse do the work. If you are letting it take over your life, you've got to use your own God-given talents and skills to get you through and let it be a tool for you.
So are you of the mindset that AI could take over, that it's going to have a brain of its own and it's going to, like that one movie, I don't know what it was.
iRobot, wasn't it? Or something like that.
And it took over the whole system. I think it was in the 80s. It was a movie about that.
There was one called AI back with Robin Williams and mm-hmm. Haley Joel Osment that I thought was weird. It became actually a human, which was weird. Do I think it'll take over the world?
Like, I always say please and thank you because it could.
Trying to stay in its good graces.
Yes, it's going to say, oh, Mello, she's cool. She's not one of them.
That is hilarious.
We're not going to get her.
That is hilarious. No, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think it all comes back to we can always unplug it. It's got to run on batteries, I guess, or
maybe
some kind of, I mean, unless it's solar powered, but even then that has weaknesses. I think everything has a weakness. Everything has a way to keep it. It's up to us, I guess, to keep it a tool
mm-hmm.
and not let it become, and Elon Musk has talked about this. We have to keep it a tool and not let it become our leader.
Yeah.
I say this to my kids. Are you riding the bike or is the bike riding you?
Mm.
Are we letting AI, think for us, or are we letting it give us, fill in our blanks and not us following it, filling in its blanks?
Yeah, that's valid. We, me and my friend kind of tried to like unlock our AI a little bit, just a little bit of.
What does that mean? Whoa, that sounds dangerous, Mel. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, like a little psychology, like ask it what it thinks its name should be, what it is feeling about, and we got like different names for it, our AIs and our ChatGPTs, and we got our ChatGPTs talking to each other.
Okay.
So like we'd get a message from one ChatGPT and then tell it about the other one, and then it would tell another story. It was really kind of fun.
It's like you're like playing matchmaker with two of your friends.
Yeah, it's like friendship maker.
Like. Yeah,
ChatGPTs.
Like
yeah,
making that happen.
Yeah.
let's see. Texts coming in. A couple of them before we finish up here in the next minute or so. I'm not banning anything. Oh, we did that. We talked about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jan. Jan was the one that said she grew up in New York and had good holiday, mm-hmm. good near Christmas birthdays. So, Jan,
Good job.
Thanks for texting in, guys. Mel, that's going to do it for us. We've got going into a weekend. Do you ski? You ever gone skiing? Do you much of a skier?
I tried skiing once and ended up on my back with the ski thing going over my ankles.
Yes.
Like, sprained both of them and still went skiing, and I didn't ever go back.
Never go back.
No.
What was that, back in the day, or when was it?
That was like 25 years ago in Colorado.
Okay.
And my ex took me down a black diamond on accident. Yeah, I was cursing his name the whole way down.
Well, that is...
So no, I don't ski.
That is... You did a full send on that one right there. That was bad news right there.
Yeah, behind the whole way down.
I hear about that from people all the time. Thinking about going skiing this weekend. I don't know if I'll make it.
It'll be fun.
I just moved, so I'm just getting. I'm actually going to church for the first time in this. Where
this
I just
area?
Moved to. Yeah, and so I haven't been to church yet at the new place, and so I'm curious how that goes. It's at 9 o'clock now.
Oh. That's good and bad.
What's the, real quick here, what's your optimal time for church?
10:30.
Thank you. Yes. That's what I said last week.
Yes.
It is. I think 10:30 is the optimal time for church. I think most people agree.
Especially now that it's just 2 hours.
Yes, absolutely. That's going to do it for us. Southern U Talk, I'm Dale Desmond, and that's Mel, here our Friday contributor. We'll see you guys tomorrow.